You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Michael Hudson, who is director of the Michigan State University Resource Center for Persons with Disabilities, otherwise known as RCPD. Good evening, Michael. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. Great. And great to be on the program.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate so much you taking some time to be with us tonight. There was, a very good article written in the State News recently about making Michigan State University accessible. And so that was why I wanted to reach out and get in touch with you. Some areas that maybe some of us don't think of all the time routinely that are vitally important to folks who need accessibility and who have some disabilities in just getting around campus, much less making their education as up to par as they want it to be.
Right. Yeah, the article was, I thought, a nice, fair, balanced story. It describes some of the accomplishments we've made and some of our national rankings, but it also described a few of the challenges people still exist. So I always like to have a few challenges remaining. It keeps us sharp and keeps us working hard.
And I'm curious, I went on of your website, of course, and what is the mission of the RCPD?
Our mission is to, we really shorten it. We have a little longer statement, but we shorten it into maximizing ability and opportunity. And so we're going to really emphasize not the things people cannot do, but we'll emphasize the things people do, can do with adjustments and accommodations. And really, we're looking for that lifelong opportunity that higher education represents for everybody, but is especially critical if you have a disability.
And I love the article, and part of it started out, one of the subjects said that her choice of MSU was in part because of all of the support that there was for her dealing with her disabilities and the what had been done to support her and other folks in the same boat.
Right, yes. Actually, our heritage here at MSU dates back a long time, since as early as 1930s, when we began with student organizations helping students with disabilities, and the formal creation of our office in the early 70s, I might add before any legislative mandate suggested that that was the thing to do. We were ahead of the curve, and that tradition has just carried on, and we've leveraged the Head Start and really continued to make waves and create the possibilities that students come to recognize. We're known across the nation, across the globe. I have students who come from basically all continents of the U.S., and they hear about us, and they see top-notch academic programs, and then they see that those will be accessible thanks to the effort of the team RCPD.
You mentioned in the article, Michael, that MSU has gone above and beyond. What are some of the ways MSU has done that?
Well, many universities will do what's legally required, and there are some foundational mandates that have evolved over the years. We've heard of the Americans with Disabilities Act. We had a law that people didn't hear of much before that called the Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act. Those set the floor for what universities have to do to be accessible. But going above and beyond means creating an environment of possibility and attitude. We try not to approach things as the minimum, but we try to approach things as the possibility. In a few of the story articles, a few of the items that were highlighted in that story included some of the audible traffic technology we've put in. There's technologies we partner with CATA to make transportation more available and accessible. We've got technology that wouldn't be required, but we found would really foster independence in people with disabilities.
And what you just spoke of, talking crosswalks that announce the status of the remaining time, and heated sidewalks to keep walkways safe, of course, visual indicating fire alarms, I'm sorry. Now, there was a misnomer.
That's a little difference there.
That's a big difference there. I'm glad I caught myself because I know you would have. So these are quality of life issues that just make every day, you know, much more pleasant and easy to go through.
Right. And many people take some of these things for granted when they've been here for a while. But truthfully, the small touches here and there that you can find at MSU really tell you you're part of the mainstream, you're a part of the valued community here at the institution. So it's a feeling of really being welcomed. I always say MSU is a very large place, but that bigness brings us breadth and depth that we don't find at many other schools, and our office works hard to make it a community that you feel right at home at.
And one of the other, the thing we keep referring to the article, but that's where I got some of the information, that about 250 books were altered for students who have low vision or are blind. And one of the people in the article talked about the fact that she wouldn't go to a public library or coffee shop or the union to study because the books were so big and she didn't feel comfortable. I mean, that's a basic quality of life issue, as we talked about with fitting in.
Right, and that student that was cited there was a graduate of here probably 8 years ago, and that is, really speaks to how far the technology has come. In her situation, large print books were the best solution. Today we deploy technologies, and she'd probably be reading those books on a portable electronic device, either having a computer read it aloud to her, or she'd have a screen that would make her fit right in with her peers. She'd just look like a high-tech student.
And what you mentioned you like having challenges. What are a couple of the things that you would like to see happen, progress be made?
Well, there's constantly emerging populations. We've got some new dynamics now with students who have a mild form of autism called Asperger's. We're working on building new programmatic opportunities and gaining a full understanding of all the things that might be challenges for them. We've got technology evolving constantly. We must stay on top of how to create independence for our students. We really work hard to avoid doing for students, but to empower them to do for themselves, because those are skills that will take a lifetime or will last a lifetime. And you know, funding is a constant challenge in the environments we live in, so we're working to find community partners to work with us to build endowments and create new innovations as opportunities arise. So, yeah.
Where, Michael, can people get information, whether they be students or family members, about the Resource Center for Persons with Disabilities?
We're visible at www.rcpd.msu.edu, or if you just go to msu.edu, you'll find us if you do a search for disability. So.
Well, it's a great website. I would encourage people to go take a look. I love learning new things every day, and I certainly learned a lot going through the website and talking with you as well. What are your plans for the weekend?
Well, we've got some fun kid activities, and I've got some guests coming in from out of town, and so I think it's going to be a restful weekend for me. And we do have some activities coming up of interest. February 19th here on campus is an ESPN game day, and we're doing some efforts there to more fully include deaf people into that environment. We're going to have American Sign Language interpreters as part of the ESPN remote game day activities that weekend, so I'd put that one on people's calendars. And there's a lot of opportunities coming up, and I know time is short, but I'd cite people take a look at our website and look at what we're doing with the College of Engineering and the Engineering Design Day projects and the projects that are helping engineers understand how devices can be made more accessible, and helping students and people around the state with disabilities find new opportunity with modified technology. So,
okay.
So many things, Cheryl. We could spend an hour on the phone together.
I'd love to, and I'll call you another time. We have to go to a hard break now. Michael, I appreciate your time this evening.
Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you so much. Michael Hudson with MSU. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.